Journey into space. The BBC presents Jet Morgan in Operation Luna. Jet Morgan and the crew of rocket ship Luna stranded on the Earth some 20,000 years before they left it. They made contact with the time travelers, creatures from another part of the universe who many thousands of years ago began to colonize the Earth. But the time travelers are being driven away from the planet by the forest dwellers who, over the centuries, have gradually developed into creatures with intelligence and an apparently insatiable desire to destroy. The time travelers promise to help Jet and his crew get back to the moon, and it's hoped the 20th century. So, final preparations for the takeoff were made.
Rotate the camera, Lemmy. Let's have one last look round, and then start scanning the sky for those ships.
Ships? Right. Rotating. This is the one place I won't be sorry to see the back of.
Ah, thank goodness we don't have to fish in that river anymore.
Hey, look.
What is it, Lemmy?
Smoke. There wasn't any that close when we were outside just now, was there?
Is it the crops or the smoke from the city being blown up?
No, it's too near for that.
Then their mates, or whatever they are, must be pretty close.
Yeah, closer than they've ever been before.
Keep her turning, Lemmy. See if we can see any more.
Yes, Jet.
Hey, wait, Lemmy, hold it.
Blimey, who are they? It ain't his nips, is it, with all his chinas?
No. No, these are quite different.
Then who the blazes are they? There's dozens of them, hundreds of them.
And all heading towards the ship.
They must be the forest creatures.
The apes? Well, what do we do now?
Apes. They're not apes.
They look like apes to me.
No, Lemmy. They're men.
Eh?
Prehistoric men. Primitive men. Our ancestors. Our own kind.
Oh, blimey.
Doc's right. They are men. And women. They've even got kids with them.
And they're all carrying weapons. Even the women are.
Did you ever see anything like it? A spear in one hand and a nipper tucked under the other arm. It don't look as if this lot's got any problems about the inequality of women.
They're probably too scared to leave their children behind.
Now, what kind of men let their women fight their battles for them?
Who says they're fighting a battle?
Well, they ain't called for tea, I'll bet.
So do I.
They're stopping. About 100 yards off.
They must be quite perplexed about this ship.
You mean the ship standing up on its tail?
Yeah. Well, puzzled anyway.
Well, they're going to be even more puzzled when we take off and leave them standing.
Hey, isn't it about time we did just that? Shouldn't the time traveler ship be overhead by now?
Yes, they should. Mitch, Lemmy, keep your eye on your great-grandfathers. Doc and I'll scan the sky for the time travelers. They must be up there somewhere by now.
Okay. Yeah,
switch on the forward televiewer, Doc.
All right. On.
Well?
No sign of them. The sky's empty.
Well, they must be completely out of range.
Or not there at all.
Well, we daren't take off until we know they are. They've got to be up there and waiting for us. Otherwise, all our hopes of getting off the Earth are gone for good. Keep looking, Doc. I'll try to raise them on the radio.
Right.
Hello? Hello, Luna calling. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Jet, come over here, quick.
Well?
Well, yourself. Take a look on the screen.
They're setting fire to every field round the ship. It looks as though they intend to smoke us out.
Fire from those fields couldn't reach us.
Well, unless it sets fire to the wild grass. It could work its way over to the ship then. Wind's in the right direction.
And what if it does, Mitch? Can it hurt us?
Well, I don't know. It can't hurt the ship itself, but it can't do us any good either.
Any danger of the fuel exploding?
Well, if the ship gets hot enough, yes.
Well, can there be all that heat in a grass fire?
Wouldn't reach up here, but the motor's exhaust nozzle is right close to the ground.
Well, no fire is likely to reach us for some time, anyway.
Yeah, and by then we'll be away. Gone.
I'm not so sure about that.
Hey?
There's no sign of the ships. I can't raise them on the radio. And incidentally, Lemmy, the main transmitter was already on when I went to use it.
Well, that's right. I was warming it up when you told me to switch on the televiewer.
You should have switched it off then.
Hey?
We haven't any power to waste.
Well, I would have done.
Never mind it now, but be more careful in future.
Yes, Jack.
To get back to that fire out there.
What?
Well, I don't like it. If it does come close, I think we'll have to fight it. Keep it away from the tail of the ship.
What, go outside, you mean?
Well, we can't do it from in here, can we?
No, it wouldn't be easy, would it?
What time is it?
30 seconds past noon.
Any sign in the dock?
No, Jet. Sky's absolutely clear.
They haven't come.
Fine lot they turned out to be. Time travelers. And they can't even keep an appointment.
Well, they must have a very good reason for not showing up on time. Perhaps they'll be contacting us very soon and everything will be all right.
Let's hope so.
What the dickens is that?
Sounds like a shower of stones.
It's the ape men.
What?
Well, we've been talking. They've picked up on us. They're attacking us.
Yes, look at the televiewer. They're all around us, throwing their spears at us.
Retract the camera, Lemmy, before it gets damaged.
Right. Now we can't even see what they're doing.
Well, we can hear them.
They must be dim if they think they can damage our ship with those toothpicks.
Yeah, maybe they think we're the time travelers.
Possibly. They certainly can't have any idea that we are who we are.
No, they couldn't, could they? But if they saw us, they'd know we weren't the time travelers, and perhaps they wouldn't be so unfriendly.
Why don't you step outside and see?
No, thanks.
Nobody's going outside while they're out there.
And what if they're out there for days, and the time travelers don't turn up to take us off?
Then we'll have to stay in here until they've gone.
What about air? We can't afford to use up our oxygen supply. We need it for later.
We'll open up the airlock and keep the main door open.
What, and let them gorillas in?
It's too high for them to reach without a ladder.
Well, they can get one, can't they?
Oh, I doubt if they got around to making such things yet.
Oh.
We'll give the time travelers a few minutes more. Everything depends on them.
That's putting it mildly.
And if they still don't turn up...
I hate to think.
No, that was the last of them. They seem to have gone, all right. For the time being, anyway.
Yeah, but why go now?
Because it'll soon be getting dark, that's why. They don't like the darkness.
Oh, they're just like a lot of kids, aren't they? Throw their spears at our ship, snarl at it, and even kick it. As though they could do it any harm that way.
Yeah, they are kids, Lenny. In them, you see the childhood of man. All our inherent fears and desires have come down from them. Fear of the dark, among other things.
And I'm not surprised.
Well, at least they've gone for the night.
Yeah, in the meantime, that fire out there's creeping closer. Unless we take off within a couple of hours, it's going to get dangerously near.
How can we stop it?
Well, it's easy. We could burn a wide stretch of grass between the ship and the fire, stamping it out as we go. Then when the main fire reaches it, it'll just fizzle out.
A bit of a tall order for just the four of us.
We can manage it. I once helped prevent a bushfire burning a house down by the same method. We'll have to start soon before those flames get too close.
All right. We'll take a blanket each and go down to the river and soak them. And then what?
Jack!
What, Lenny?
Don't you hear anything?
Eh?
Yes, I hear it. The time travelers, they must be around. That's their music.
Not very loud, though, is it?
Lenny, switch on the radio. See if we can contact them.
Yes, Jack. Radio on.
Hey, do you think they're overhead? That they've come to pick us up at last?
We'll find out, Doc, if we can.
I'll switch on the forward televiewer. See if I can see them.
Lord, they must be very close. Listen to that.
If we can contact them, now's the time.
Any sign of them, Mitch?
No, Doc, not yet.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, Luna.
Oh, he's there. Are we glad to hear from you?
Glad?
Yeah, fine pal you turned out to be. Scarpering off the minute them ape men appear.
Where are you? Are you overhead?
No, we have landed on the other side of the river.
Mitch, take a look that way. See if you can see them.
You're darn right I will.
You told us to be ready for takeoff at noon.
That's right.
Well, we were, but you didn't come.
We thought perhaps you didn't need us anymore.
Didn't need you? But you were going to help us get out into space and back to the moon, back to our own time.
We were.
Why did you change your mind?
The forest creatures changed it for us.
How could they make any difference?
We thought you would want to stay with them.
Do us a favor?
You said they were your own kind, your ancestors.
Well, they are. At least, we think they are.
How did you hear us?
Your radio was on.
Of course it was. Lemmy left it on.
All right, I didn't mean to.
But what made you think we would want to stay with them?
It is natural. They are your own kind.
But thousands of years separate us. They've no idea who we are and couldn't care less, I'm sure.
In fact, they probably think we are you or connected with you.
Yeah, why else would they attack us? Those spears at our ship.
Would you do that to your descendants?
We wouldn't do that to anybody.
If you were so sure we'd rather go with the forest dwellers, why did you come back?
To find out why you didn't.
Well, now you know. We don't want to be killed, that's why. Them gorillas out there might be our ancestors. But we'd prefer to string along with your lot any time.
You mean you will come to Venus, after all?
No, we'd like you to take us back to the moon, to our own time.
So you do want to rejoin the forest creatures, their descendants anyway.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
You may not, but we do.
Eh?
Why should we help the very people who are driving us away?
It's not us that's driving you away, it's those out there in the forest.
But you are their future. And you cannot have changed so much.
Of course we have. We don't even look like them anymore. Well, you can see that for yourself.
Looks have very little to do with it.
I don't understand you.
You have witnessed the basic force that drives the forest creatures. The uncontrollable desire to destroy things they do not understand. The incredible selfishness of their nature. Have you seen them when they are hungry?
We've hardly seen them at all.
When one of them has a piece of food, does he share it with his companions? No. He goes away and hides and gorges himself until he's sick, then buries any that's left over. And if one of his kind sees him with that food, he tries to get it away from him. Not part of it, all of it. And then they snarl and fight and draw each other's blood until one lies dead so that the other can keep more than he needs.
Ah, we're more civilized than that, mate.
Are you? It takes a long time for such things to be driven out of a being's nature. A long, long time. Probably longer than your kind have inhabited this planet.
But in comparison with the age of the Earth, man has existed hardly any time at all.
You are merely proving my argument.
But even in that short time, man has learnt a great deal. He's progressed.
Towards what?
Well, a more comfortable and fuller life. A greater respect for his fellow beings and his neighbor's property.
You don't kill each other anymore? You no longer destroy the things that can give you life and comfort? As the forest men burn our crops, which they could eat if they knew how? No longer burn vast areas of the forest merely to drive out game?
No, we don't. We got past those things thousands of years ago.
You are certain the instinct does not remain in some other form?
Not that I can think of.
I wouldn't be too sure about that yet.
You cannot even agree amongst yourselves.
How do you mean, Doc?
Well, think of the vast acres of forest land that have been destroyed.
To drive out game?
No, to grow crops. Not to eat, but for a good market. Year after year, until the ground is so exhausted that we end up with no forest, no game, no crops, just dust.
Man has been foolish, I admit, but that's all being put right now. Land conservation schemes are high up on the list of important projects, or were when we left home.
You have doubts? They could be abandoned?
Well, yes, they could, I suppose, for something more important.
Or what?
Well, a war, maybe.
War?
Oh, blimey, you shouldn't have said that.
Look, we're not perfect. I don't know how long your kind have been alive, probably many thousand times longer than man. You've had time to conquer all your primitive desires and suppress them. You have endless generations of experience behind you. Give us the time and we'll be like you. We'll stamp out the undesirable, primitive natures that underlie our characters. But you must give us the time. Such great changes cannot be accomplished overnight.
I realize that. And meanwhile, are you to be allowed to continue to destroy your planet and each other?
Seems it's inevitable, but it's all bitter experience from which we shall learn.
And although you admit that you have not yet learned, you build ships and dare to try to conquer space before you have even conquered yourselves. Perhaps to colonize the planets and destroy them, too.
We can't help a little destruction of some sort. You can't plant a field without you clear the forest first. You can't drive a steam engine without you dig out the coal or pump out the oil from the bowels of the earth.
Why do you have to dig coal and pump oil?
For fuel, of course. You've got to have something to drive your machines. It's a wasteful method, I know, but it'll have to do until we find a better one.
There is power all around. Force for all to use, with no digging, no pumping, no waste.
What power?
The power by which we live. Enough energy reaches the Earth from the sun in one day to drive all our ships and power plants for 100 years.
Well, we haven't learned to harness that power yet. We hardly know what it is.
Then perhaps you will leave your exploration of space until you do.
But that is just where you can help us.
How?
By telling us the secret of this power. How to find it, how to use it.
Would you trust the secrets of your ship and all its equipment to the forest creatures?
Nah, use your sense. What could they do with it?
You could explain the workings to them.
It would be like trying to explain the quantum theory to a child.
Exactly.
Well, at least you could make a start with simple things. We're not quite as primitive as those forest dwellers, even by comparison with you.
There would be no point. A child cannot be taught to run before it can walk. And you have hardly emerged from the crawling stage.
You don't think much of us one way and another, do you?
We think as much of you as we do of any other living creature anywhere in the universe. We have no wish to harm you.
That's what you say. Yet you go off and leave us here with them gorillas outside thirsting for our blood and the floods coming to drown us and us helpless to get back to our own time and people.
We would not harm you. It would be the forest creatures, not us.
But if you leave us here, it amounts to the same thing.
Are we to be blamed when a tiger kills his prey?
We're not a tiger's prey.
We're prey to those ape men, or will be if we're left here.
We have no control over the form and mode of life on Earth.
But you would help perpetuate it.
How?
By doing nothing about it.
We have tried. The animals have no interest in us, and the forest creatures detest us.
We don't.
You cannot bear even to look at us.
not at first, but we could now. Show yourself to us and see.
Switch on your televiewer.
It is on.
Now, wait a minute, Jet. Is that necessary?
Quiet, Lemmy. There he is. His head, anyway.
Can you see me?
Yes, we can.
And you are not afraid?
No.
You speak for yourself.
You are, but you control your feelings.
We are not afraid. We've better sense now.
Because you have met us?
Partly.
But what of the rest of you, who have not?
We will tell them about you. Your beautiful underground city, your great scientific powers.
For our own safety, it would be better to leave you here, to prevent your ever going out into space again. If you do not return to your own time and your contemporaries give you up as lost, it may deter others from venturing out into space.
You don't know us as well as you think you do. Our deaths would make no difference. Others will follow.
Is that why you turned us back in time? To prevent our getting to other planets, perhaps to Venus, where you're going and will be living in the 20th century?
Yes.
It's no good, mate. That kind of trick won't stop us.
At least give us the chance to prove that our ultimate goal is a life such as you now lead. It's been the dream of man for centuries.
It will be the dream of man, Jack, in centuries to come.
Very well. Are you ready to leave?
We can be, in a few minutes.
We will take up a position way above you. Your ship must leave the ground and climb as high as possible out of the atmosphere. When you have reached your maximum speed, switch off your motor and leave everything to us.
How high will you be?
1,000 miles.
Well, can't you come lower than that? We might not make that height.
If we come any closer to you, the magnetic field set up by our ships will affect the working of your ship.
Oh, I see.
Very well. We'll try to reach 1,000.
We'll be waiting for you.
Do you want us to take off at any particular time?
No. When you are ready, we shall be there.
But what if anything goes wrong? Hello? Hello?
It's no good, Jet. They must have already taken off. He can't hear you.
Well, things I wanted to ask him.
Like what?
Well, it makes no difference now. He's gone.
All right. We'll make a final check of all equipment. Then get onto your couches and strap yourselves in.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Radio okay. Ready for takeoff.
Automatic oxygen supply okay. Ready for takeoff.
Radio, televiewer, and radar. Test satisfactory. Ready for takeoff.
Well, that's it.
Good.
Good.
Let me know when your straps are set.
All ready, Jet.
Ready.
Meet Joe.
Position control panels.
Control panels. Contact.
Let's hope they are up there and waiting for us.
Yeah. What if they're not?
Hey, hadn't we better be prepared for that, Jet? If we just go straight up and they're not there, all we can do is come straight down again. And if we do, we'll make a hole big enough for the time travelers to get one of their cities in.
I've already thought of that. As soon as we've left the ground, we'll tilt our nose to an angle of 45 degrees. That'll set us on an elliptical course. And if we do have to return, at least we'll enter the atmosphere something like nose first and have a reasonable chance of landing it again.
When do we cut the motor?
As soon as our velocity is high enough to carry us 1,000 miles.
Mitch, have we enough fuel for that?
Just about. There might even be a little to spare.
Switch on the radar.
Radar on.
Lemmy, televiewer, stern view.
Televiewer on.
Doc, gyro.
Gyro.
Okay, Mitch.
Okay, Jim.
Then stand by for takeoff. 15 seconds. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire!
6.8 miles. Velocity 3750. Height 12.1 miles. Velocity 4350.
Stand by to alter course.
Standing by.
Okay, Lemmy.
Okay.
Flywheel one, contact.
Contact. 1 degree. 2. 3. 35.
Hold it, Doc.
Steady as he goes.
Cut the flywheel.
Flywheel, cut.
Stand by to cut motor.
Standing by.
Cut. She should coast the rest. Any fuel left, Mitch?
Very little. Enough for one biggish burst, and that's it.
Enough to make a moon landing, if we have to?
No, not by a long sight.
Oh, blimey.
Let me switch on the forward televiewer. The time travelers must be ahead of us somewhere.
Forward televiewer, on.
Rotator, Lemmy.
Rotated.
Any sign?
Not yet.
Switch on your personal screens. That's all, look.
Yeah,
I don't see.
Well?
I don't see them.
Me neither.
Well, they'd better get a move on if they're coming. We're losing speed all the time.
Yeah, we soon won't be going up anymore. We'll be going down.
But there's no sign of them. They should be there.
We shouldn't have altered course. They expected us to rise straight up. They can't be waiting in the right place.
But with the equipment they have, Mitch, they must be able to plot our course easily.
Yeah, just as well we did change direction, if you ask me. Looks like we'll have to attempt a landing again anyway. He never knows where we'll end up this time.
Let me try the stern view.
Hey?
Yes.
But...
Don't argue. Switch it on.
Stern view, on. It's us that's just taken off, not them. I don't...
Hey, there they are. Right behind us.
Of course. That's where we always saw them before they lined up for what we thought was an attack.
And they're flying in that circular formation again.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we can relax and don't move.
They're coming in closer. I can hear them now.
Yeah, me too.
Lie flat.
Thank goodness we're strapped to our beds and not caught out on the floor like last time.
Oh, this is where I wish I'd brought one of them time travelers' beds with me. What wouldn't I give to sleep through this part of the proceeding?
They're coming closer.
Getting very close now.
Here comes the pressure. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can.
It's going to work. I know it is.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Oh, we must be accelerating like mad.
All right, Lenny. Take your breath. Look out. You all right, Lemmy?
Oh, I feel sick. Awful sick.
Take a deep breath and try not to be. Mitch. Mitch.
Oh, I think he's still out, Jeff.
Oh. You all right, Doc?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think we did it? Crashed the time barrier, I mean?
Oh, we must have done. It was just like it was before, in every way.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Hey, what are you doing?
Putting my magnetized boots on. I want to get over to the main televiewer. If we have crashed the time barrier, we should now be out somewhere way out in space, way, way out, and traveling at a tremendous speed, back towards where we came from, down through the centuries, towards the moon, and home. Switch off the rotator, Lemmy. They're nowhere to be seen.
Right. Well, that's how it was before, wasn't it? We saw nothing but the stars. No sign of the Earth, the Moon, or even the Sun. Let alone those spaceships.
Do I keep the televiewer on?
Forward view only. Let's at least see where we're heading for.
Right. Hey, Jet, Mitch is waking up.
How are you feeling, Mitch?
Dreadful. What's happened?
Oh, we increased speed and lost consciousness. All of us. You're the last to wake up.
How long have I been out?
Oh, nearly 15 minutes.
Truth. I'm beginning to think I'm too old for this game. Where are we?
Out in space. No telling where. Televiewer shows nothing but stars, millions of them.
And no sign of the time travelers either. We're completely alone. A tiny speck of dust, lost in the universe.
Do you think our friends will show up again?
I don't know.
Have you tried calling them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, all we can hope is that the solar system, our own solar system, will appear on the screen. Then we'll know we've made it.
Travel back through time, you mean?
Back or forward, or so far forward that we come up behind ourselves.
Oh, don't yet. My head can't stand it.
Hey, look, what if we don't hit the bullseye? What if we do return to the moon at a completely different time?
Oh, turn it up, Doc.
Well, it is possible, isn't it? They said they couldn't guarantee anything.
Well, if we don't hit the right period, let's hope it's the future this time and not the past.
Yeah, I've had my basin full of the past, thanks.
So why the future, Jet?
Because then we'll see just what man did make of himself. Whether there are any men left at all.
Oh. He may have annihilated himself, you mean.
Anything may have happened. The time travelers might be colonizing the Earth all over again.
And what if we go back even further into the past?
And who knows? We may even land during the reptilian age and meet brontosauri as big as houses.
What, no men?
The reptilian age, Lemmy, was a pre-man age.
Pre-man, post-man, what difference does it make? We're in the soup whichever way we go.
Unless the time travelers have pulled it off and we do arrive back on the moon at exactly the time we left it.
And supposing we do, how do we land? We haven't got enough fuel.
Yeah, but if we get back to that time, before we took off from the moon, I mean, things should be exactly as they were then. And there should be sufficient fuel in the tanks, because we wouldn't have used up any, because we wouldn't have landed on the Earth yet.
Yeah. Is that what will happen, I wonder? Can we regain the things we've lost during this journey back through time?
And what has happened to us physically? Have we grown older?
You mean, does it take time to travel through time?
Yes. Or do we return to the exact age we were before we made the journey?
Well, this beard I got hasn't wasted any time growing, and I certainly feel a lot older.
But if things do revert back to what they were, we shall have lost all memory of this, of everything. It'll be like it never happened at all.
Doc, get your diary.
What for?
Get it, quick.
Yeah, sure.
What's the idea, Jeff?
You'll see.
Well, here it is.
Now, look back to the time when we first began to hear that strange music.
Yeah, well?
Is it all there?
Yes, it's there.
And the time we spent on Earth by the river, the appearance of the time travelers, is that all there?
Yes, every word.
Then start writing again. Record everything you can think of since you last made an entry. Everything.
But why?
Because if we do get back to the exact time before we journeyed through time, and we do forget all this because by going back we can have no recollection of what is to come, that diary will be our only proof that anything happened at all.
But look, what if material things change too, back to what they were?
We can only wait and see until we sight the moon again. Only then will we know the truth.
You've been listening to episode 12 of Journey into Space with Andrew Foles as Jet Morgan, Alfie Bast as Lemmy, Guy Kingsley Pointer as Doc, and David Williams as Mitch. Other parts were played by David Jacobs and Derek Geiler. The orchestra was conducted by Van Phillips, who also composed the music. Journey into Space was written and produced for the BBC by Charles Chilton.